Masechta Sidyas, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. So we're continuing on. The first two Mishnayos in the Masechta dealt with Machlokes in between Shammai and Hillel, in which the Chachamim went ahead and they argued on both of them. And this is the third Mishnah that deals with a similar Machlokes between Hillel and Shammai, that the Chachamim argue on both of them. So the Mishnah deals with a mikveh. The rule is a mikveh has to be collected with rainwater, and you need 40 saw of rainwater to make a kasher mikveh. If, let's say, while filling it up, while collecting those 40 saw of rainwater, you added in three kav of mayim she'uvin, that is enough already to passel the mikveh, that even now if you add in more rainwater, the mikveh will be passel. This was, of course, gzeira midrabanan. They made gzeira that three kav of mayim she'uvin passels the mikveh. A hin of water passels the mikvah. A hin, of course, is three kav. So three kav of mayim shuvin, water that was drawn with a keli, that invalidates a mikvah if it was added before the mikvah is full. Now, even though hin is not a normal term used, but Beisol used this term. Why? The Mishnah says, Al she'adam chayiv loymar b'lashon rabbi. A person has to say it over with the terminology that was used by his teacher, since Hillel's teacher used the term hin, so Hillel did it as well. The Shammai Eimrim Tisha Kavin. Three kav is not enough to passel it. You need nine kavin of Mayim Shuvin in order to passel the mikvah. The Chamayim Rim, like the Vreze, like the Vreze. It's not the Aloch, it's not like him, and not like him. El Acha Bo Shnei Gardim, Mishara Ashbeis Shabi Yerushalayim. The law was not known until two weavers came from the Shara Ashba. That was the garbage, the Shara Ashba, the gate, the dung gate of Yerushalayim. They came. They idu mishem Shmaya v'Avtalion. They said over in the name of Shmaya and Avtalion, who were the Rebbeim of Shammai and Hillel, and they said shloishes lugin mayim shuvin psulin es hamikvah. Three lugin of mayim shuvin pasul the mikvah. The kaimu chachom es devrayim. And now everyone agreed, and they all agreed to the words of this weaver that came from the Shara Ashba and told us these words, and everyone accepted it as law. Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Dalet. So the Mishnah asks on the past Mishnah, why bother mentioning it if we're going to go ahead and paskin like these Gardiim who came and told us that the Halacha is really three Lugin, right? We said in the previous Mishnah that Hillel said three Kaf. Shammai said nine. Shammai said nine kaf. The halacha is really three lug. So why bother mentioning Shammai and Hillel? Just go straight to what these two gardim, these two weavers came from Shara Ashba and told us, and that'll be good enough. So why bother mentioning Shammai and Hillel? Levatol. So the Mishnah answers, L'lamed l'dayres haboim, shelo yehei adam oimed al dvarav, to teach us that a person should not stand by his position once he knows that there's evidence that what he said is wrong. Shrei ovei sa'olam, because great fathers of the world, which means Shammai and Hillel, like Amdu al Devrayim, they didn't stand by their Shita, even though they could have, but they didn't stand by the Shita once they knew that Shammai and Avtalion, who was their Rebbe, had Paskin. They got a reliable source that the Psak was not like them, and therefore the Mishnah bothers to mention Shammai and Hillel's position. Have a good day.